Hello, dear students of High Point High School, Godwill and Salvador here.
Today, we are here to talk about four different college grants, which might be helpful if you apply in your third year of high school. This will help you no matter what grade level you're in, so that doesn't mean you shouldn't ignore this just because it's only focused on seniors.
Well, firstly, grants are mainly free government money, meaning the government gives you money for doing a good job at school.
It is mainly for families which have more of a complicated financial situation, but also helps soldiers' children.
Yes, such a grant is the Iraq and Afghanistan service grant for children who lost their parents, either because they were doing military service in Iraq or Afghanistan after 9/11.
Quite sad, but for the honor of their loss, the government gave them a chance to receive a grant. Students' requirement for this grant is if they were less than 24 years when the incident occurred, or at least enrolled in the institution of higher education like college.
This grant is for not more than 12 semesters or roughly 6 years, and the annual amount can go up to $5,311.71, and this grant must not be repaid.
Another type of grant, and this time for students planning on becoming teacher, is the teacher education system for college and higher education, but as we like to say, TEACH grant.
The TEACH grant is for undergraduate, post-baccalaureate, or graduate students who plan on taking the teaching career. To be eligible for the TEACH grant, students must sign an agreement of service saying he or she will serve an elementary, secondary, or an educational service agency serving children from low-income families for 4 complete academic years.
Well, the teacher's grant must not be repaid unless students fail to carry the service. They will have to repay as a direct unsubsidized loan. Also, the money can be amount up to $4,000. So you better be the best teacher or be ready to pay in a great debt.
Another grant, also one of the more famous ones, is known as the Federal Pell Grant. This grant is for families with an exceptional financial or might not have earned with an exceptional financial need, or families which might not have earned a bachelor's degree or professional degree in some cases.
However, a student in a post-baccalaureate teacher certification program might receive one. A student can receive a Pell Grant no more than 12 semesters or roughly 6 years.
Also, this grant does not need to be paid and can sum up to an annual amount of $5,730.
Our next grant is mainly for undergraduate students with exceptional financial need. That means if your family has a low income and worry about your future, just apply for this grant.
The grant is called the Federal Supplemental Educational Opportunity Grant, or for short, FSEOG.
They might not be enough for all because the Federal Pell Grant recipients take priority and the funds depend on the availability of their school.
The cost can amount up to $4,000 and does not need to be paid.
Well, that's all we have for you with the opportunity you might want for helping you pay in college. But that doesn't mean to stop researching for more grants, because when you apply much more and have so many grants, some of the money can be yours to keep.
That's right. And remember, research and try to be successful in high school. See you.
See you and have a great time in high school as much as possible. Peace.